Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I cannot be more excited about today's podcast because I have what I love in the perfect guest, and you know what that is. Give me somebody who's founded a company, built something special, and then give me an author, somebody who's taken the time and the discipline to put it on paper. When you give me that, I know I'm going to have a great 10 to 15 minutes with my guest. Marlee Major, it's great to have you on the podcast.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
I just purchased your book in hardback. You're sitting there with your legs crossed and all dignified, and it's a really good cover. Obviously, you're the party goddess. You've founded that company, which is an incredible event planning and catering company. You've had clients like Snoop Dogg, Britney Spears, Sofia Vergara. I mean, pretty amazing stuff.
Yep.
So I got to get into that story first. I mean, we're going to get into your book, but what made you start? How did the party goddess, this company, come about? Because, and then how did you get to where you're serving the, you know, this level? I can't imagine doing an event for Snoop Dogg.
Neither can I.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you. So it'll take your whole podcast if I give the full story. So I'm not going to do that. I'll give the abbreviated version and then they can read the book. But the bottom line is I got my business degree from Georgetown, and my junior year, I had to do a speech on what I knew more about than anybody else. And at Georgetown, that was absolutely nothing. And so my mom was like, you just came back from cooking school in France. Why don't you do it on French cooking? So I said, okay. I ran into my professor, said, hey, listen, I have this interview with the chef from 1789. Never thought about interviewing the chef from 1789. She was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. My favorite restaurant. I go home in tears. My roommate says, don't worry, I'll set it up. Take one look at him for the interview, decide I need to marry him. He's 20 years older than I am. I'm 19. I've never really even had a boyfriend. So I'm like, how am I going to marry this guy if I never see him? So I got a job. I convinced him to give me a job in the kitchen, and I worked 3 days a week, 3:30 till 11:30. He never asked me out. Right before my senior year, I quit and, you know, said, hey, listen, this isn't working, because meaning he hadn't asked me out. He asked me out. We got engaged a month after graduation. And if you ever want to see a chef, you have to go into business with them. So we opened a restaurant back in Pasadena, California, got into the catering business. He and I ended up splitting, still great friends. Started the catering company though. And then I went on to rebrand in 2000 to be the party goddess. So that's about as fast as I can.
Oh, I would have taken the slow version. So how do you, and you know, I kind of know how you end up getting great clients just in business, you know,
sure.
You just kind of work your way through, and then you eventually get that phone call to somebody that's bigger than what you ever imagined, and you fake it till you make it. That's normally how it goes, but kind of how did your,
well, mine was a little bit, you know, I always seem to take the slow, unfortunate route. And so I waited for a very long time for those phone calls to come, and they didn't. And I knew that I was a great event planner. I knew certainly I was a lot better than a lot of these other planners who were getting celebrity clients. But being based in LA and New York at the time were two of the most competitive markets there were. And I knew that I had to stand out. I mean, otherwise I was just going to be just doing jobs and just kind of getting by, which was, it's great. And I was making a good living, but so I decided I had to come up with a strategic plan to really get celebrities, because one of the things I noticed was that all the girls I grew up with, so many of them had a ton more money than these celebrities but all of them, spring break, all of them, we'd all be sitting there reading magazines and they'd be looking at what these celebrities were doing, wearing, eating, where they were going. And I thought, you guys could like eat these people for lunch, yet you're still paying attention to their buying habits. And so I thought, well, if I can just get me a couple celebrities, then, you know, the rest of the world will see me finally as a great party planner. Well, I did that. And I just, you know, kind of started with the Z list and then went to the, you know, P list and then the D list. And then eventually then you get the calls, but it's gotta be a strategic thing, either, or it's a very, very, very long wait.
I love what you said though. You said a key point is that at some point you have to stand out in the crowd.
Yeah.
Period, you know, or not your, if not your commodity.
Exactly. And you can't charge what we need to charge to actually do well in this industry or rise to the top if you don't have a secret sauce. And there are a lot of different ways to have a secret sauce. But one of them is to have a celebrity following. And once you've got that, then the whole game changes. I mean, it's unfortunate, but those are the rules of our world right now.
It's true. You know, your clientele will dictate your income.
Absolutely.
Period. I joke with that, you know, with clients, but I'm in construction. I literally can't build a birdhouse. I told my audience a million times, but I have extraordinary clients who will pay an obscene amount of money to get something built and built right without having any basically, if you deal with us, there's no stress.
Right.
We are a stress-free project as much as you can be in that. So in yours, what do you think it is that you kind of, you know, when you said you stand out, what do you kind of think makes you so different in this space?
Well, I think, first of all, we have an almost 6,000 square foot warehouse. So we build a lot of our own props. And our secret sauce is that you walk into the event and you're like, oh my gosh. Now, that doesn't mean, oh my gosh, like the lily has been gilded and regilded and there are 5 billion flowers. I mean, maybe, but it usually means there are just these crazy unexpected things. And we layer those throughout the event. So it isn't just you walk in and, oh, wow, it looks great. But like, you know, kind of halfway through, something else happens with the entertainment. Or over here, there's a vignette of like, you know, cigar smokers and, you know, cigar rollers and, you know, whatever, I don't know, sushi getting eaten off the naked girl, which is true. Yeah. So many different things. And that's what makes a great buzz, is just to keep surprising your guests and have them just keep going, no way. And I think the fact that I travel literally the world. I'm going to Sri Lanka on Monday and get these weird ideas and bring them back. And that really sets us apart, because how many event planners are out there traveling the world and coming back with literally the best ideas in the world and then saying, hey, let's just do this. Let's just do that. You can't pull that off of Pinterest. You know, that's just like in your gut.
It's, you know, you say that because in paralleling different things, but you would be shocked, just giving our audience, you know, these young people that want to be entrepreneurs. I'll give you an A-B plan right now. Now, actually being able to do it is the hard part. I just want to kind of let you know that. The ability to have great ideas and, or I want to parallel it, and or solutions to problems for a given client. And then here's the hard part. The ability to consistently be able to execute on that.
Yep. Huge.
We'll make you rich. I have rinsed and repeated that formula for 25 years and I get money thrown at me.
Yes. And people, I want to underscore that. People do not understand. It is so simple as solving the person's problems, but we build our businesses backwards. We build our businesses based on what we like to do. Instead, we have to build it based on what they need and what drives them nuts. And people will pay an insane amount of money to just not have to deal with whatever X quirk, for example, right? Like I will pay an insane amount of money just not to have to go to the grocery store. That's just my thing. It drives me bananas. And entrepreneurs keep getting tripped up because they keep thinking, oh, well, who would ever pay that? I would never pay that. I'm like, wipe that out of your brain. You don't need to pay that.
I have joked. I would delegate a bowel movement if I thought somebody would clean up behind
me. Thanks so much.
I'm a time person.
Yep.
Anything that will save me.
Anything.
I'm out. You had it. I mowed my grass one time as an adult.
Yep.
And said, wait, I can pay the neighbor $5. A neighbor. I gave him my lawnmower. It was brand new. I physically gave it to him and said, I'm investing in your lawn care business.
Exactly.
I took out a ruler and I showed him the height of my grass. I prepaid him for 10 mowings. I said, don't walk by my house every week. If my grass is ever taller than this, mow it. He ended up going to the U.S. Naval Academy. I saw him like years later. We joke about this story because he ended up going to the U.S. Naval Academy. But I literally started his lawn care business that day.
Yeah. And if people just open their eyes and change the paradigm from which they look at it, it's like, just keep thinking, how can I solve problems? How can I make their lives easier? Like I will tip an assistant or any, just bring me my lunch 15 minutes before I'm hangry. You see the signs, you know, I'm getting crabby. Just give me a freaking chicken salad and no dressing and an iced tea and the world will be perfect. And you'll get an extra 20 just before I know I'm hangry.
You're so funny. I speak at colleges and this is going to tie right into what you're saying. I will tell you how to get a raise in the next 30 days. I'm going to guarantee it.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm not going to say you're going to get immediately, but if you start doing this, the raise will be coming. Yep. Go to your boss every single Monday and say to your boss,
What
can I do to take pressure off of what you've got going on this week? What can I do to make your life easier this week? That's it.
And then write it down. Have the boss watch you write it down. You know what? Not on your phone, but with a piece of paper. Because every boss who's worth their salt is older than 20 at this point and appreciates a piece of paper. And then guess what?
You're so
at the end of a couple months, you actually type the list of, I noticed that every Monday, 7 out of 10 Mondays, you said, if I did X, Y, Z. So why don't we come up with a system so that X, Y, Z just gets handled without me wasting your time?
Exactly. She's telling you, I'm a fanatic. When you don't write something down and you think, I think it's in your memory, I think you're a schmuck and lazy.
I think you're an idiot. And I'm going to tell you if I'm hangry and you forgot to get my lunch. Right. That's what's going to happen.
When you don't write it down and you think I somehow think you're a genius, I think you're an idiot. And I think you're a
moron.
Okay, there. Marley and I were obviously separated from a same parent.
100%.
Because we think the same way. So tell me about your book. I love the book, but are you making any money? Why? I always say to an author, because I've written books, is what makes you write that book? Like, where you hit you and you're like, okay, I need to put this on paper.
Okay, yeah. Well, what made me write the book, the ultimate catalyst, was I was so sick and tired of my dad, who is one of who's my biggest cheerleader in life. But every time he'd be like, he wouldn't know Britney Spears out of a crowd of one. Okay. And I'd be like, oh, and we're doing this event and everything is so glamorous on the outside and all this stuff. And he's like, but are you making any money? And we were out to dinner. And by now I've got a second husband who is in finance. So I, got the free advice at this point. And he's like, I don't care about all that, but are you making any money? And I realized that the girls who listen to this will appreciate, when the tears are at the top of your eyes and they're about to go over and you're just saying, please don't cry, please don't cry. Cause if you start crying, you're never gonna stop. And I was like, I am done with this story. I was like, I am done with this. Like, this is so fabulous. I am done with I just got my deposit. I'm now gonna go to Neiman Marcus because I deserve it. Oh, I just got I'm gonna know my numbers inside and out. The problem was I had very bad ADHD that was undiagnosed at that point. And but yet I'd been to business school. So shouldn't I know all this? But I couldn't apply it to my own business. So I was like, there has to be other people out there. So I ended up doing a class for our industry convention. And I did it literally I did a 1 hour class. So I would get the free ticket to the education thing. Because at the end of the day, I was like, I'm going to do my 1 hour. I'm going to be out and my martinis call today. Best return on investment ever, right? For the $1,300 ticket. And there was standing room only. And I had told my whole train wreck of a story, how I almost bankrupted everybody, and then how I came up with this system, which is basically, exaggerated cost of goods sold, where you just include the time you spend, right? And they kept asking questions. I was like, and it was standing room only. And I was like, were all of you missing the part where I said, I am the train wreck who wrote the book to solve my own problems? And they're like, but you're the only one who will answer our questions. And I was like, wow, because people don't talk about money. They don't talk about the dirty little secret that for so long, you don't realize what your margins are because you're so busy running your business and fixing the fax machine, if you still have one, that you get caught up in all the wrong stuff. And I was like, oh, please, I'm happy to raise my hand and say what a train wreck I was. And I think that's what made it different and what connected it. That my business professor from Georgetown was very involved with me writing it. So it's got sound business principles. I mean, you read it and it's kind of it might look bubblegum-ish, but at the end of the day, it's if you do this, this, and this, but oh, by the way, the most important thing you can do is account for your time. And when you get your hourly rate, just like you're saying the lawnmower thing, it's like how long you're going to mow the lawn for an hour, be sweaty, you have to take a shower. It's going to take an hour and a half of your time.
2 hour event.
Right. It's a 2 hour event versus $5. What could you do in your business for 2 hours? Right. I mean, so if you could find one new client in 2 hours and the client's worth $100, look at your delta there, right? $5 versus $100. So I just changed the model and said, forget about we can all make more money. The only non-renewable resource is time. That's it. Period. I mean, you can meditate.
I always say that Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, there's one universal that we all share. We got 168 hours in a week.
Thank you very much. and it's how you spend it. And it should not be on the lawnmower unless, you know, that's going to keep you out of divorce court.
I love what you were, you know, and if it requires that, never mind. I won't go there.
Yeah.
But okay. But this is the other thing that you said, because my son's an entrepreneur and he'll tell me about his company he's working for. And I said, and he's on the phone with the CEO. And I said, they're young, you know? And I said, listen, stop it, guys. Let me, I said, I'm going to end this. Business is a math equation.
Exactly.
That's what it is. I said, listen, guys. Oh my God. They're talking about holistic crap.
Excuse my language.
I agree. No, great. Culture. I said, listen, if you don't make money, there is no damn culture.
No.
Because all your people are going to leave. I said, let me just give it to you. My head was exploding, Marley. I said, income versus expenses, your ability to completely deliver on what it is you do. And can you rinse and repeat, put money in reserves, make enough money as the owner to make it worth the risk? And can you keep growing this? If you can't, you don't have a successful business. You have a very expensive, exhausting hobby.
Hey, thank you. And the thing that I would add to that, to make it even simpler, maybe for him to understand, and since none of our children ever listen to their parents, even though they get the same advice from somebody from TikTok, and they're, you know, TikToks are geniuses, but is you take what's the money left over and then divide by how many hours you worked to get your hourly rate. Because in my book, I do that exercise. And when I did it, I would have been making more money at McDonald's. And guess what? I would have had a 401k by then. I wouldn't have had to go to McDonald's because I was so stressed out. So figure out what your hourly rate is. And oh boy, do you start changing.
You will get discouraged like a son of a gun. That is what she's telling you. What you make, you know, profit in a company, that's an extremely painful question. How much time you put in to make that pathetic number will destroy your self-esteem as an entrepreneur.
But it can be fixed. But you got to rip the Band-Aid off. You got to get the longitude and latitude. If you're flying to New York, I need to know, are you in LA or are you in Papua New Guinea? Because it's going to be a very different flight.
But it's no, I completely agree with, you know, with everything you're saying. Oh, this was just a great interview. I have Marley Major with me. Obviously, she's the founder of The Party Goddess. We talked about parties for Snoop Dogg, Britney Spears, and all the rest. Her book is, But Are You Making Any Money? And let me say this to this entrepreneurial audience. Number one, I bought the book and hardback today.
Thank you.
Right. I do that. Any guest, if I'm going to have you on my show, I got to own your book. If not, you wouldn't be on the show. But what she's talking about is so true. If you have this idea and you've spent all this energy and you're a year in and you're not making any money, 2 years in, you're not making any money, you're working these 18-hour days. I love saying this, and I constantly say this. I make more money than the president, the vice president, and the secretary. I'm going to take all three, secretary of state, or you could take Nancy Pelosi's job. Add all three, the top three most of officials in the United States, you know, the pecking order.
Yeah.
I won't get into whether I think they're doing a job and how much they're worth, but neither here nor there. I make more than all three of them combined.
As you should.
And I don't work full time.
As you should. And everybody
figured
should
it out.
Everybody should have that model. It is very possible. However, you have to get off the freaking hamster wheel and get off, let it keep spinning. And just do your numbers and figure out what are the most profitable areas of your business and get rid of the damn rest. Because it's the Pomodoro method. It's 80-20. You're getting the most bang for your buck and the most profit and the most all this from just a handful. So get rid of the other garbage that just drags and drags and drags. And then you don't have time for the good, cool clients. And you're burned out and then you're, you know, whatever.
No,
divorced nine times like me.
It's true. No, you end up spending time on things that you don't like doing, you're not good at. I mean, you know, we can go on and on, but you're going to read the book, so we're not going to go on and on.
It's called
But Are You Making Any Money? Obviously, I'm with Marley Major here today. All this will be in the show notes, so we make it really easy for you to get the book and to, you know, follow up and know who's actually on the podcast. Marley, how can people connect with you? And this is where I give you the last 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Yeah. So they can go to on Instagram and Twitter at The Party Goddess. They can also, if you want like kind of like a little freebie about how we, you know, are doing this course and so you can see what's up, you go to theprofitgoddess.mini/mini and you will get to you'll see my little videos and you'll be like, here's how you put into place what we're talking about, because it's not hard if you stop what you're doing and carve out the time to actually do it. So I hope we get to connect. Yeah, again, this is really fun.
Good stuff. Great interview.
Thanks.
All right, we're wrapping it up here. I had Marley Major, the author, with me. I love that. The author of But Are You Making Any Money? And the founder of The Party Goddess. I want to thank you so much for listening to 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where you get so much in just such a short amount of time. Brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more leads, you need more sales. You're running out of money because you don't have enough clients. You might want to reach out to them, or you just don't understand how to market. Go to GetStartedMarketing.com.